Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Swartz, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Some good basketball last night in college hoops. Did you catch any of the basketball last night on the tube?
I caught a little bit of it. I just want to address the incident first.
Oh, the incident?
Yeah, we had an incident yesterday.
What happened?
Well, the Gray Bambino thing was...
The Babe Ruth situation.
Yeah, it was... For now, we're calling... From here to four, we'll call it the incident. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Then we stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not culpable, but you didn't help me in a time of need.
I couldn't help.
You already had help.
I'd already used my. And I was giving
it's an
you
iconic
clues.
Program. This is not about you. This is about me. This is about me freezing up. And there's people in my life that will say, I'm not even going to say I know you now. Now, I've done things in my life that would elicit that reaction from people. I don't even know him. This is one of them. This is the incident.
It'd be similar to not knowing who Michael Jordan would be.
Yes.
It'd be very similar to that. That'd be a way
but
to look
not,
at it.
But the thing is, I know who it was. I froze. You know, sometimes you freeze. Of course I know it was the great Bambino. I mean, you'd almost, if you were taking a test to become an American citizen, that would be a question on there.
You would have failed the
I'd
testing.
I'd be deported.
Yes.
nice try. See you next time.
It was a bad incident. I'm not even joking about it. I'm not proud about that.
So did you take some initial heat when you arrived at the press conference at all yesterday?
Was there
a Keith man in
who approached you?
Who approached you?
Keith was just shook his head.
That's standard though when he sees you.
Sean was naturally upset. I caught some flack this morning. I mean, it's rough.
Twitter was on you last night too.
Yeah, I mean, it's the incident now.
It's called the incident.
It's called the incident.
Shut up, Sippel incident. It'll go down as that.
Yeah, and again, I want to make it clear, I wasn't blaming you at all. If you would have said the candy bar, I would have. Yeah. Oh, it would have jogged. You know, Jake, you don't understand because you administer the show. I think Bill's starting to understand. That show, you can get caught. You know, we're jacking around for 2 hours. Or we're trying to be serious,
right?
We're alternating, alternating between jacking around and trying to be serious. Your mind's kind of all over the place.
Agreed.
And you're going, and then all of a sudden you're in this spot where you got to get this question right, and you're not in the right spot. And then you get caught. So I don't know.
That's why the game show scares me. I have to do it by myself.
That's why I try to give Bill something that's not going to be as scary, like Seinfeld.
But he's off of that. He changed that whole thing.
Just one time. One time I went to the Western movie, whatever, something like that. And then I went back to something similar to it.
So I think what you got to do, and I've tried to do this at times, Bill, is you almost got to divorce yourself from the show for a second before the game show. Almost move your chair back from the microphone, take a deep breath, and get recentered. And not, you just get out of that.
You're doing psychology now before the game show.
Yeah. Just get recentered.
Do I need to say something before the show to give you a cue to recenter? Do I need to do that?
Yeah, you're a coach. I could see that being your role. It's not good. It's the thing that's frustrating to me about it, about the incident, is of course I know Babe Ruth. And I knew that was the deal. I watched the number 715.
By Hank Aaron.
Yeah, by Hank. And of course I knew it was Babe Ruth. Why said Lou Gehrig? I don't know.
I feel like the previous incident was actually a couple years prior, and I don't know if Bill was here with this yet. But
billion?
No, that was also bad. But I was doing TV theme shows, and I played the Andy Griffith Show, which is of course the iconic whistling. He didn't get. And Keith Mann was just he was so pissed at you. He's like, what?
How could I not get the Andy Griffith Show? You watch it?
That was the incident.
Do you even have a guess?
I can't remember.
You didn't say the right one. Either no guess or
no. There's been some bad ones. This was the worst, though. There's been some really bad ones, really bad. And then there's this one, and that's why I can't even. Like, there were people that didn't think it was funny. They were concerned for me.
He had a stroke. Is he concussed?
Right. Yeah. There's
you
more.
Need to check on Rick Hayman today on his concussion.
There was more concern from some people than anything.
Well, you're here today, though, so you can bounce back. We fight through these things, all right? Fight through.
This is the way
this
less
does not
to
define
me.
You.
I think I'm like, you should have got it. That's about it. That was like the end of it. I didn't.
Yeah, I knew. I could tell you didn't think it was
didn't
a big
say
deal.
I didn't. Me and Laura didn't sit down at dinner last night to say, hey, let's just talk about something. Something happened at the show, and I got to get this out. I got to get it out.
The incident.
I need you to get some feedback. I didn't call Shin Daddy and say, listen, give me some feedback on what just happened. No, I was like, he said the wrong name. That wrapped it up. Because the ability to lock up is real. Is real.
Obviously.
Yes.
You'll fight through it today, and you'll maybe win today. You never know.
Yes. And you were at a press
conference.
That's
the other problem now. Now there's a there's this, like, if you miss a layup, then you're sort of in your head. Now I'm all in my head. Yeah. You know? That'd be interesting.
I believe in you. You can fight through this.
Thanks for the cliche, Jake.
Yeah, you're welcome. I got to watch
Crush
out for
it,
you.
Sip.
So Ted Lasso said, believe.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
Anything from Idle Chit Chat yesterday?
You guys watched basketball?
We did.
We watched some.
I'm surprised that I sat down and watched the majority of Penn State Indiana. For some reason, I'm not sure why I chose that, but I did.
I watched with about 12 minutes to go in the second half, and Penn State was leading at one time up 5.
Yep.
And looked pretty good doing it. I will say this, the atmosphere at Indiana was pretty good.
It was.
And it was a nice nice comeback. But I watched that game. I watched that game. I missed the incredible. I had to watch the.
Hold up.
Like Bill's Thrills.
Hold up. We'll get to that game next segment. I got some audio from that game to play next segment, the one Bill's referring to. Okay. Indiana beats Penn State 83-78, and then the nightcap, which, again, 9:30 Central Time, played USC. Ohio State beats USC 87-82. Keep in mind, Ohio State scored 49 points at home in a loss to Northwestern. They had 52 points at halftime last night.
Isn't that strange?
At USC.
What a matchup thing.
Is their record identical to Nebraska's? Ohio State.
Let's check it out.
Okay, here's the other.
Ohio State is they're 8-10, so they're a game now above Nebraska because with that win, they're 8-10. They're 16-13 overall. They needed that win badly. They were trending toward going out of the dance conversation.
Okay, Arkansas Texas was a big game for Nebraska last night, wasn't it?
There's a lot of big games.
Who won it?
Every day is a bubble game now.
Arkansas beat Texas.
They did.
Then that's. That doesn't. That's a bad win for Nebraska.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, because that puts Arkansas closer to being in.
Right.
Because Texas is out
in overtime.
Texas is out.
Texas is out.
Yeah. Texas has no. They're 5-10 in conference. Yeah. They're 16-12 overall. I don't think they're gonna make the dance.
Texas is not on the bubble. Yeah. You don't think?
Now keep in mind, Oklahoma is right now potentially in. They're 4-11 in conference.
4-11 in the conference, and they've got them down for playing Nebraska
in Dayton. They're four and 11.
Well, how is that possible?
They're third to last in the conference, and they're potentially
at some point
a tournament
in time.
Team.
I know you're in a tough league. At some point in time, you have to win some games. You have to actually imagine going 0-18 in the league. It's a tough league. Tough league, man. We're still in the tournament. It's a tough league. They have some big non-con wins. Oklahoma does. They beat
With a 4-11 conference
record.
Yeah,
they've got a two or. I heard a guy say, he goes, they have three wins that are going to resonate. And I'm like, how can you be 4-11 and have I mean, that logic is the same as that Northern Illinois should clearly have been in the playoffs last year. Clearly. Because they had the big win over Notre Dame. It doesn't work. You also have to win some games.
Yeah, you guys are talking fast, and remember, I'm in a bad situation right now. Did they have some non-conference wins that were good?
Well, Bill says I'm trying to look at what they did earlier in the year.
They have three big. I mean, they read them.
They beat Michigan. They beat Michigan back in December. Yeah. That's a big non-conference win for Oklahoma.
Pretty big.
In November, I mean, they beat Arizona. That's significant. Yeah. They beat Louisville, so that matters.
Yeah, that's what.
So they got three big wins, but I don't. That's not enough.
No, it's not. I agree with you, but
and then it's
Bill,
all conference
I'm just
play.
Saying that helps explain it.
Yes,
those are pretty good. Like if Nebraska had those wins, they have Creighton. Not bad.
I mean, Oklahoma
4-11.
They were as recent as January 11th, just over a month ago. Oklahoma was the 17th ranked team in the country, and now they're 4-11 in conference play, and still
on the bubble
right now in the conversation of the tournament.
So does everyone? What are they? They're at 16 teams. So I'm assuming that everyone makes the conference tournament in the SEC.
I think so. I don't quote me on that. I believe they all make it.
Don't know that.
Oh, there's only one team for certain that will not make
South Carolina.
Yeah, they're 1-14 in conference play, and they're 11-17 overall. You could probably make a case if LSU won out and won a couple games in the tournament that they would be potential. But right now,
probably not in. Keep going
no,
up.
They're 3-12.
Yeah. Keep going up.
Oklahoma, that's
oh
next.
My God.
So Oklahoma is third from the bottom, and
they're
in the dance.
Is there who's fourth from the bottom?
Texas.
Okay,
but I don't. I think they're
doing Texas.
I think they're bubbly right now.
Yeah, Texas.
I think they're out, but on the bubble.
Who's fifth from the bottom?
Georgia.
No,
Georgia.
Out. How could Oklahoma be in and Georgia be out? And Georgia ahead of.
But
them.
But now the talk is because Georgia beat Florida. That now they're clearly in.
Oh, Georgia's in.
Yeah, because Georgia.
I'm still.
So
seeing,
the,
I'm
all
still
of
seeing,
the SEC except for one or two teams is in.
Yes.
But Georgia, again, if it depends where you look at. Georgia's still out in some. They're in some. They're a very bubbly team.
You don't want Georgia in, right?
I don't need the whole conference
if you're a Nebraska
the
fan.
Tournament.
You don't like this conversation if you're a Nebraska fan.
No. No, you don't.
Because it could keep them out. They could. Somebody said, you know how I keep saying, well, they got to win in the league tournament. Robin Washit. The issue with the Big Ten in that discussion is the Big Ten plays so late their tournament that the field is largely determined before.
Prior to.
Yeah. So I don't know how much you can
I
help yourself.
I understand the champion part of it, championship, because most likely who's ever in the championship game is probably already in.
Probably.
It could be a weird scenario where if like a Northwestern makes the tournament somehow and then they're in the championship game, that would be – but it is. It's over on – Sunday, Nebraska. I mean, the Big Ten's always been late. They're one of the last ones.
The interesting part. That's another thing, bugaboo. I gotta quit saying interesting. Okay, find another word.
100.
What I'm surprised about is Jake's not more upset about this discussion.
I can't control what other teams do. What yesterday our topic was. We're in the annoying point of the year where because Nebraska has not handled their own business, we have to watch what other teams are doing. Yes. And root against them. And so I've decided to just not let that bother me on a daily basis and just embrace what happens and get to March Madness.
Self-talk.
Either you're in
self-talk.
Or you're out.
Growth. Did we just hear growth?
That was growth, I think.
Although yesterday I walked by him, he just shook his head. He goes, all we had to do is beat Michigan. So he was sitting right in that chair when he said it to me. All we got to do is beat Michigan.
Well, that's true.
Was he talking to nobody in particular?
In particular. No, he was not. He was not talking to me.
To the
he was
wall.
Just randomly.
Just beat Michigan.
I'm just walking out of here. And he's like, all we got to do is beat Michigan. That's going to come up a lot. Or
49 points in your
home
floor.
Or not give up the comeback to Iowa.
He's going to be in an old folks home.
Yeah,
40 soon. Years. He's just going to say it to nobody in particular. All they have to do is beat Michigan.
That's it.
That's the one thing. On a loop.
Hopefully there's some guy right next to him just barely breathing. He just goes, I know, I was at the game.
We can reminisce on it. Yes. About the stupid Michigan game.
The guys who shot the last two shots hadn't made a hoop all game.
What you were talking about? 2025, yeah, I believe.
Is that 2025 at Nebraska? It was. I was there, too.
The one.
Then I told everybody I was going to get alcohol poisoning.
I did. I did not get alcohol poisoning, but I did say I should or might.
Gosh, dude.
He also said, he goes, look at my head. Yeah, I'm bald. Yeah. I told Barry I'd shave it that mm-hmm. day, too.
Don't, Bill. Hey,
I'll shave my head.
That SEC conversation is bizarre to me.
Well, we keep saying that they've said like 13 of 16 teams might make the dance. 13 of 16.
Would it be interesting if we talked to someone from the SEC about that?
How about the guy who runs their basketball?
How about the guy who runs the basketball?
Who is that? Who is it?
Garth Glissman runs the SEC.
And where's he from?
He's from Nebraska, but he has very deep ties to Pender. And he will be on the show.
On
the, is it the 11th, I believe?
March 11th.
Tuesday, the day before the SEC tournament starts, the commissioner of men's basketball for the SEC via Nebraska ties will be on our show.
On Early Break.
Early Break.
Can't wait.
At 7:10 in the morning.
Former Nebraska quarterback.
Yes. So Garth. It's very exciting.
Former Parkview Christian head coach in basketball. Yes. He's elevated. He's gone up.
He's gone from the head coach at Parkview Christian to running the SEC, the most powerful basketball conference in the country.
I suppose.
It's also known as the most powerful conference ever as far as a 1 year. There's never been a power conference like this. They've never had an ACC. Nope. They never had a run like this.
What's the deal? Like, when did it?
They say Oklahoma's in, and what's their record again in
conference?
4-11
in conference play. 4-11.
I can't trace to the time when the SEC flexed like this in basketball. It wasn't that long ago. I was at the Journal Star when their games were on my TV in my office on Saturdays, and I'd be like, why is this SEC game?
There was like 25, 30 years straight of it's just Kentucky. That's it. It's all you really made note of.
So it's probably the last 5 years is what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, in the last two or three.
Two or three. Okay.
Really, when it really changed, when did it really change? When Bruce Pearl went to Auburn.
Okay.
That's when everything changed.
Now
he was really good at Tennessee. Yep. But when he went to Auburn and made the jungle, that's when everything changed.
I'm sorry, made it the what?
The jungle.
The jungle. That's where they play at.
Oh, the jungle.
The atmosphere there is awesome.
Yeah, and it was non-awesome prior to that.
Bruce Pearl. Wiki. Okay, hold on. We're going to see where he went to Auburn and when this flex started.
Is he 5 years now?
It's been, I think, at least 5 years.
He's already taken a team to the Final Four, correct?
Now, he's been there a long time, but let's see when they got good. He's been there since 2015.
Okay. Really?
2014, actually. Okay. Yeah.
10 years.
2014.
I would guess like 5 or 6.
But they didn't really get good on a consistent basis until, I'm going to say 2021. So you guys 5 years. They threw a 13-14 and in 2021, and then 21-22, they threw a 26-6, then 21-13, then 27-8, and now 25-2. I don't know. He had some good years prior to that, but not consistent.
But he's a big part of the rise.
And you would say the Alabama coach Nate Oates is also a big part of it. Alabama.
Imagine being in the state of Alabama right now. Your teams are 1-4 or 1-5, whatever they are. Both considered to be one seeds from the same state, and it's Alabama. That's not normal.
Nope.
It's not normal.
And Alabama for years and years was a non-entity in basketball.
Yeah, forever.
And so was Auburn.
There's numerous both times when North Carolina had this happen with Duke and North Carolina.
Now, the one team that we overlooked in this discussion, and I'm just going to say this because for—
Say it out loud, Steve.
Florida. I mean, Florida won a national title under Billy Donovan.
Back-to-back, didn't they?
Back-to-back.
Two in a row.
So
two
that
row.
Was an SEC power. That's the,
how about that one? Said back to back, and then Jake said two in a row.
So Florida flexed, and that would have been about 2000.
It's 07, 08, right? Something like that. It's right around when the football team was winning back to back championship. Yeah,
They were rolling.
Their program.
Urban Meyer was there because Urban Meyer and Billy Donovan are good friends. I know that.
Really?
Yes.
Really.
It was Florida dominance in basketball and football. It was like
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Really?
Let's see when Billy Donovan won it. We're doing Idle Chit Chat, and it's sponsored by David.
Renew your auto.com.
David!
And then we'll move on after this, because we have things to address.
Okay. Okay, Jake. God, Billy Donovan, what a run at Florida. Just, Bill, I just want to show you something on my screen. Look at the look at Billy Donovan's run at Florida and note all of the NCAA tournament appearances. Like every year. Hey, Jake, how about every year they're in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I would say it's 5 of 10 too much to ask for. Now he's doing it every single year.
Would you like that, Jake?
I'd enjoy that. To take something, not for granted, but to say, hey, listen, we make the dance every year.
So
we do.
This would be what total for Nebraska when they will make it. What will it be total number of times in the tournament? 9?
If Nebraska makes it, it'd be 9.
Okay, Billy Donovan made it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 times at Florida between 98 and 2015. There were a couple years he didn't make it and was in the NIT, but there was I didn't mean it literally every year, but pretty much every
year. My question is how many back-to-backs has there been in Nebraska? If this will be their 9th time, how many times has Nebraska went back-to-back?
One time?
Yeah. In the 90s. One time. That's it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Which is I'm going to say, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. We all know that.
If they go back-to-back, do you get a statue?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Got to win.
So just for posterity, okay, Florida won back-to-back in 2006 and 2007. They were the NCAA champion.
And football was 07, 08, right? Wasn't that what it was?
I think that's right, Jake.
God.
What
a
attendance had to be fun during that time to be a Gator. I mean, if you're just a student, what's going on? Well, we got this football program. It's pretty decent at the Swamp. Then we got to go to basketball. How's that going? Well, they seem to win them all. Yeah, they win them all.
They never lose.
Yeah,
they never lose.
That'd be
they hardly ever lose.
They're the epicenter of sports at that time.
Yeah, I don't know what Billy Donovan is doing right now.
He's the head coach of the Chicago Bulls.
Is he still?
Yes, he's still
there. He went to the Thunder first, right? Then to the Bulls.
All right, let's do this. You're right, Bill.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you're starting to
watch sports. Yes.
Yes. He was the Thunder's coach for 6 years.
And now he's with the Bulls.
Yes. Okay. Floundering. Let's address.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com and do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray, and bed liners at more at renewyourauto.com. Yesterday, Sip, you were at the press conference in the morning. Mm-hmm. Phil Snow, Phil Simpson, and Dakeel Shorts spoke to media yesterday.
True.
We don't have audio from Shorts. We have one quote from Simpson and a couple from Snow. But what resonated with you yesterday?
I'll tell you what resonated with me. I don't know if it resonated with everybody. Just how strongly he said, Phil Snow, who is an associate head coach, okay? He's 69 years old. Bill knows him.
Great guy.
He seemed that way. 69 years old. Now think about it. He's coordinated defense at multiple major college stops. Okay, defensive coordinator. He's a defensive coordinator. So I think he kind of tried to make the point that this is John Butler's defense. Because I asked him the question, what I asked him, and you may have this. I would think you would have it. And it may not be labeled.
Especially since you asked the question.
Yeah, it was. I asked him, how involved will you be in game plan during the week? And then on game day, what will you help call the defense?
Oh, have what did he tell you, though?
Okay, and what he said was John Butler will call the defense. He said, but I will be involved in the game plan. It's a collaborative thing, right? Now, I'm Phil Snow still talking. It's a collaborative thing, right? We all work together. But it'll be Coach Butler's defense, and we're all working for him in that room. I think the setup is interesting because it's Phil Snow. I mean, he's a defensive coordinator by trade. He will coach on the field, he said. He might have that sound. He said, that's where my strength is. Now, he'll go from position to position, much like John Butler will, right? Don't some defensive coordinators do that?
Some do that.
Defensive coordinators?
Yeah, they do.
Is that what they call them? Now, I'm not trying to create something that's not here. Phil Snow is 69. He's an associate head coach. He was working in a defensive consultant's role. It's Butler's defense. I just think the setup is interesting just because they're both coordinators. What I wanted to ask him, and if he was sitting right here, I'd want to ask him, are you kind of like the co-defensive coordinator? And I think he would say no.
I'm sure he would say no.
Okay.
I'm sure he would say no. He said, it's very clear who's calling it. I've done the co-coordinator before. I did it at Rutgers, and I also did it at Northern Arizona. And at Northern Arizona, like Rob Akey, great dude, going to be the head coach of Idaho. Great guy. And so I made it very clear. I said, listen, we're co-coordinators. We're going to game plans together. You're in front of the team. So I never went up in front of the team. I just said, no, you take it. Because it just causes, you don't need two guys up. He's going to talk, and he's going to talk, and what's going to happen? Same thing like that when Chris Ash promoted me at Rutgers. Like that, I just said, Jay now is at Iowa, killing it at Iowa, coaching there. I said, Jay, I don't get in front of the team. You do that. You don't need two voices up there. I'm comfortable being in front of the team.
Yeah,
I don't want to be up there with us. You don't need two people to get up in front. One guy gets up in front of the defense. When they call the defense up, one guy talks to the defense.
Good that you established that going in.
Yeah. And Phil's a pro. And he knows that there's nothing but it'd be nothing but detrimental to have two voices of somebody else getting up in front and what's going on.
Now, see, this now we're getting somewhere. Phil knew that question was coming. He did.
Probably did.
Yeah, he probably did. He could tell by.
But it'd be easy to answer that if someone, you know, said, "Hey, how's this going to be? What are we going to do?" You know, no, this is how it's going to be.
He knew the question was coming. What else interests you, Jake?
Well, he was asked takeaways from recent Husker defenses.
Do that.
Here's Phil
that's
Snow
good.
From that yesterday.
Yeah, that's good.
At the press conference.
Jake found
well,
this.
I think Tony did a fantastic job with that 3-3 package. I ran a 3-3 package at Baylor, and it was different. Yep. Different personnel. His is attacking. With all the different fronts, and they don't play that – we didn't play that many fronts here, but with all the movement, it becomes a lot of different fronts, and it's really hard to block offensively. It's a nightmare offensively, and Tony did a great job of adjusting and staying ahead of the offense every game in both seasons. So and we're going to employ all that stuff on first and second down. We're going to hope to advance the third down package a little bit more like the National Football League. If you watch third down with everybody on the line of scrimmage and mugging backers and we'll advance the third down package. Coach Butler will, you know, he has NFL background. I do. So, but we're taking a lot of what Tony did and because it's highly successful and creates chaos for the offense.
Okay. So that was maybe the most interesting part of the press conference. He said he had said or will say shortly after that quote, we got to get better on third down. It's a huge focus. And I don't even know what their percentage was. I don't need to know what the percentage was because if you watched their season, you know there are way too many third downs. And I mean sometimes third and longs where you're like, how do you not get off the field here? How do you not get off the field here? How do you not get off the field here? I mean, it happened so often. Harken to the UCLA game when they could not get off the field against UCLA. Now, So they got to get better in their third down package. He made that very clear. There might even be one more quote on that later. If not, don't worry about it. But he's and they said, we got to get better in red zone defense. And he's right, right, Bill? If you're good on third down and you're good in the red zone, you got a lot taken care of, right?
It's very much like trade-offs.
Ooh,
same as same thing.
How so?
Yeah, same thing. If you do the first and second down really good, and then you blow third down, and nothing's gained from first and second down. Just like do a great job growing your crops, and then you don't sell at the right time.
Ickes,
yeah,
would be very
so happy. It's the same
with this
exact thing. So, if you
Adam Ickes,
first and second down, really good defense. Third down defense, terrible. Then there's nothing gained. You got to get off the field.
And I will tell you, Jake, I was at times astounded when they couldn't get off the field on Thursday. USC game, for instance. You remember that?
I do.
Couldn't get off the field. How did you get off the field on 3rd and 7? Now, so they're trying to improve those areas greatly. You could also go to why is he doing this? Why is Phil Snow at age 69? Why does he want to do this? He answered that question.
Here's why he likes working for Coach Rhule.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Here's Phil Snow from yesterday.
Well, you know, through the years, if you stay stagnant with anything, and I'm sure it's in your guy's profession, all right, you're losing ground. So you got to stay ahead, especially on defense with the offenses that they adjust to what you do. You must stay ahead. Well, the only way to do that is challenge yourself, or otherwise you get comfortable and complacent and people take advantage of you. So, you have to do that on defense.
The first quote. Play the first quote you have.
There's a lot of quotes here.
What about the – oh, they're not –
I need more specific. You know,
They're not in order?
No.
Oh.
They're in alphabetical order. Oh. I don't have order of question asked. So if you know what the question was, I can play it for you.
Well, the question basically is why did you want to do this job?
Like what? Can you preface that and tell us what he said?
He talked about snow at Arizona State. He talked about being at Arizona State and how he admired the program at that point. No go.
I need you to just paraphrase what he said.
How about I just read?
Thank you.
Yes.
That'd be great.
This is an on three article.
Matt tried to get me to come here. I'll skip the Arizona State stuff. He coached at Arizona State when, for instance, he was the defensive coordinator when Nebraska lost in 96. And Frost was the quarterback. It was 19-0. I was actually in the locker room of Arizona State because I was covering the opponent at that point. I don't remember Phil Snow, but I remember Bruce Snyder. Remember Bruce Snyder?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was in that. To go cover. It was a different times, better times. I followed the team into the post-game locker room because reporters could. Yeah. I was standing there when Bruce Snyder was like celebrating with his team.
It's like, over there. Simple. It's simple. That's why I didn't even get in here.
That little scroungy guy over there. Writing his notepad.
Hoodie on.
I did not have a hoodie. I might have had a hoodie.
No, well, I don't think so. That game was early. That would have been hot.
Okay, yeah. It was early. You're right. Yeah.
It was in the desert. Non-conference.
He said, Matt tried to get me to come here in late 2022. Now, that's when Matt took the job here. So he tried to get Snow here to be the defensive coordinator initially. He said, I told him that at my age, I didn't have the energy to go out and recruit and do the things that it took to be really successful. And I was really happy they hired Tony White. Tony White now is at Florida State,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So Butler gets this defense that loses his entire, John Butler, gets this defense that loses his entire front three and some key pieces elsewhere. But, you know, people are pretty optimistic. I'm a little bit on the, let's see what they look like up front side. Anyway, he said, and then he had that long quote about the 3-3 package. Now, when he was saying 3-3, it threw me for a bit of a loop. Do coaches do that? It's not 3-3-5 all the time?
Yeah, there's different. Like I said, there's so many ways to dice that part of it up, and like I said, if you're basically if you're a 3-3-5 or a 3-man front,
mm-hmm.
you're generally going to be a shade nose or a zero nose most of the time. 2-5 techniques, which is two outside guys, and then you create the fourth defensive lineman from a a movement player that walks up and he creates the over front, the under front, the even front, creates all these different looks, and you can get to him on the run. That's the best way you can describe. You can get to him on the run. So when you saw times, and there wasn't, there was a lot of different times where they weren't exactly playing that last year. If you saw Ty outside,
right,
that was 3-3-5. When he was inside, lined up like over the guard or something, that was more basic 4-3-4-2-4-2-5 defense.
So they
best
were,
way to look at it.
Yeah,
and there's different ways. Everybody has it, cuts it up different, but in the end, you're generally going to form some form of a 5-man front, or if it's a 4-man front, it's going to be over, under, or it's going to be even. Mm-hmm. Well, those are the three looks that you have, and all it just says is where you set the three technique at.
Okay. Dakeel Shorts also talked. I know you don't have.
Some actually.
Oh, do you?
I didn't realize we have something. I got some shorts. What do you want to hit on?
He does. I wouldn't worry about it. I'll just read it. I wouldn't worry about it. Shorts said the receiver room has a lot of potential, doesn't have much proven production, and when you start getting down to it, they really don't. There's a lot of guys in there, and I suggested on another video or something that they didn't have a lot of depth, and people were saying, Sipple, that's the deepest position they have. Not really. I mean, they don't have deep production. They have a bunch of young guys that haven't done anything. And these transfers, Dane Key, who basically was a starter for 3 years at Kentucky, and Isaiah Hunter, who had 40 catches last year at Cal, then they brought in Hardly Gilmore, too, who had 6 catches at Kentucky. I mean, and then they returned Ja'Cory Barney, who had 55 catches last year, 55. Not for a lot of yards, though. So it is a room that doesn't – he said that. I'm glad he did. He said, we have a lot of potential.
Here's the quote on that from Dakeel Shorts.
Yeah,
ability from what you've been able to see in the match drills and early on.
I think we got a lot of potential. Obviously, we got some young guys that we're, happy about. A lot of talent in that room. But the biggest thing is we don't have a lot of production in that room, if that makes sense. We got one senior wideout with Dane Key. The rest of those guys are, 1 year or 2 year starters at most. So I think the biggest thing with mat drills and the drills we do Tuesdays and Thursdays as far as football is just, logging reps and, instilling confidence in those guys, working on technique and just, continuing to get better every day.
Dane Key he talked about Dane Key, lead by example guy. Apparently, I don't know. I don't know. I've met Dane Key at that St. Michael's thing the other night, but I don't pretend to know him. I would have guessed by meeting him that he would be maybe a vocal guy, but apparently he's not. He's huge, though. Dane Key almost has to be good for him, right?
He does.
Yeah, he almost has to be. Yeah. They brought him in. He's their only senior. He's by far the most productive player. He's got to be good. It's kind of interesting when you think about it. There's a little pressure on Dane Key. He'll be fine. He's a grown man. Hardly Gilmore is a guy I keep hearing people say, keep an eye on Hardly Gilmore. Any quotes from Shorts on Hardly Gilmore?
Yeah, there might be a question before this, too, about that, but here's the comment from Hardly about
that's fine.
Gilmore.
Coach, did I read right? Hardly Gilmore was 16 when you got him at Kentucky.
Yep.
How big was last year for his development, and now where is he at?
Yeah.
I assume he's only 17 now, so he's still a very young player. Yeah.
So he just turned 18 this past December, but my first time meeting Hardly, he was already on campus when I got to Kentucky. He was a 16-year-old kid. I think last year was huge for him. He reclassed up, so he missed his senior year of high school and, entered college. I think it was just big as far as, just getting in a routine for him, living on his own for once, having the structure, having a schedule, kind of having a, plan, live by himself without his parents. I think he went through some growing pains last year, but watching Hardly now and then last year from this point, it's night and day. I think, this is the perfect place for him. Coach Rule does a heck of a job. He doesn't take it easy. He pushes those guys. He builds relationships, but he also holds them accountable. And I think a lot of the off-field stuff with Hardly is carrying over to the football. He's put on a lot of weight, since he's got here, so he's doing a good job.
I can't say this for sure because I don't have his gift certificate in front of me, but I think Tyson Terry's 19. Tyson Terry, the incoming freshman. Hardly Gilmore just turned 18. He was playing. He was recruited he was 16 when he went to Kentucky, or 17. So he's still a young guy. But
we'll get to more audio. Okay. We're late here.
Okay.
So Thank you for that report, Sip. From
great job, Steve.
The press conference
you were there
yesterday.
Live. That was awesome.
We'll get back to that more as the show goes on. When we come back, Maryland, Michigan State. Did Maryland,
Babe Ruth.
Did Maryland back up Bill and Sip's claim that they are the team to beat in the Big Ten? We'll discuss that next in an early break on the ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.